previously on Visionaries.
Now that's how we feel about treason, Loken.
Treason? That's a big accusation, Archseer.
Do you deny it?
100%.
Is that it?
Yes. No promises. No special treatment. No secret affair.
We need Bol in the Blood Tower for questioning.
I'll send him up once he's awake.
I bumped into General Loken in the courtyard. He used that opportunity to vent his frustration and float his solution, joining forces.
So why wouldn't he leave with Price?
Make sure you're ready to leave tonight.
Tonight? How do you expect to get us through Steady Mist at night? We can hardly see 3 feet ahead of us.
Let me worry about Steady Mist.
I have guards here. The Grand Herald has guards here. Why not put together a tracking unit? Red, green, and blue eyes.
You should exercise caution when it comes to Merrin.
What he said made a lot of sense.
I understand, but—
No buts, Metz.
Instead of worrying about Merrin, why don't you fix the position you put me in with Athenia?
I told you I am not leaving this city without Saya.
You stay here, and a guard finds you with a dead truth seeker. You think that will help you save Saya?
Visionaries, Episode 2, Eyes of the Mist.
With a little help from the moonlight, Price cautiously walks through the foggy woods. He stops and tugs on the rope wrapped around his waist.
Hurry up.
Slow down. I can't see anything.
Grayson walks up from behind with Maya in his arms and the end of Price's rope wrapped around his waist.
We don't have the luxury of time, thanks to you.
How much longer into Weeping Soil?
Long. We're stopping by a friend of mine. Get some rest there.
Your friend is a truth seeker?
Something like that.
Price walks up to a tree and brushes the trunk. There's an X carved in it.
Wait here. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
He unties the rope from his waist.
To see if my friend is still a friend.
Price!
Grayson whips around and runs through the woods. He extends his hand forward to feel for anything he can't see in the thick mist.
Grayson, it's me!
They're here! They're here! I saw them!
Hey, relax, relax. You saw the guardsmen of the blue mist.
What's the blue mist?
The place we're going.
Shit, Price, you could have told me.
Let's go.
Grand Herald Lore of the Truth Seekers enters the Council Hall. He sees General Merrin of the Green Vein looking at Radon's chair at the Council table.
Careful, General. First Bloods don't trust you enough as is. Last thing they need to see is you envisioning yourself in that seat.
I leave all of the envisioning to you, Grand Herald. How do you think this plays out?
The rebellion?
Loken's death.
Well, he can't kill Loken. That would start a war with Sun Rising. We already have another war to worry about.
Generals, please sit.
Any updates on Grayson and Price, Archseer?
Nothing at the moment. But I'm sure our tracking unit will have them both in custody in a few days. All right, Mirren. You asked for this. The floor is yours.
You set this meeting up?
I did.
What's your solution, Mirren?
Let me talk to him.
I'm confused. Talk to whom?
To Loken.
What for?
I'll convince him, Archseer.
Of what?
Getting his occult phrase.
Archseer, Loken will bite off his own tongue before he gives you his city's occult phrase.
That's the only way we can prevent war from breaking out. Sun warriors will come peacefully if they hear that phrase.
I know the Sun warriors, Archseer. They will not stand by and watch their general face execution, especially after you coerced him into giving up a highly sensitive phrase.
I'll appoint a new Sunrising General out of the top officials that arrive.
That's precisely why Loken won't give you that phrase. Sun warriors keep their elections within their city. There are no outside influences with them.
I'll get it out of him, Archseer.
How? He despises you the most.
Then why did he try to make a deal with me?
What deal?
A deal for him and Price to rebel against the Mantle.
You're making that up.
Grand Herald.
Archseer, with all due respect, you shouldn't believe a word that leaks out of Merrin's mouth.
I've already made up my mind. Get it done, Merrin.
Inside of the interrogation room, chains clasped down on Tasha's wrists. Metz sits next to Athenia.
Tasha! When were you arrested?
Several days ago.
Why?
I don't know. The guard commander came into my house and dragged me out.
Isn't it because of what you did at the last Eternal Flame ceremony?
The slaves burned the wrong log. I didn't do anything.
You disrupted a sacred ceremony.
When the guard commander arrested her, what did he charge her with?
There is no charge, at least not officially.
Because I didn't do anything!
I've heard enough. I'm releasing her.
Lady Seer, I still have questions.
You are free to go.
Thank you, Lady Seer.
Go home. If anyone bothers you, you come to me. When you run to tell my husband what I did, tell him I'll be in the courtyard.
Whose side are you on?
Excuse me.
I'm just trying to understand why you would put Vision Rock in such a compromised position.
Who do you think you are talking to?
Lady Seer, she was in the cell when Grayson was there. She might know about what happened with Grayson and the guard commander.
You have the audacity to question my side after I caught you scooping that boy's eyes out. You ever question me like that again, it will be you chained on the other side of that table.
A boat gets pulled to shore. Blaine of the First Blood, captain of the tracking unit, approaches a group of Truth Seeker guardsmen.
Who's in charge?
I am. Guardsman Rail of the Truth Seekers. Who are you?
The new man in charge. I was sent by Archseer Radon.
Ray looks at the Truth Seekers that came with Blaine from Burning Candle. They all nod their heads.
What do you need?
Start with telling me everything you know.
One of my guards found a Truth Seeker murdered yesterday afternoon, pierced from behind. We believe the weapon used against him was a spear. We've rustled up some leads.
How?
Talking to witnesses. One of my men found a shoe.
What have you done since then, besides witnesses and a shoe?
Locked down the entire city. We have guardsmen searching for the killer as we speak.
Killers. And you probably alerted them.
Them?
How does one get through Steady Mist?
Take the hill and walk through the city.
Is that the only way?
You can go through the woods, but I doubt whoever you're looking for took that route.
Why?
The mist is too dense, and if they did, they won't survive the blue mist.
What's the blue mist?
A group of savages that take shelter in the woods. They coexist with Deadeyes.
Your city freed slaves?
We didn't exactly free them. Some manage to escape, and the blue mist keeps them free.
Why didn't the Grand Herald put a stop to it?
Because he caved and made a deal with them. They can govern themselves as long as they stay within the outskirts of Steady Mist. That's their land, and they don't like intruders. They'll kill whoever you're looking for. They'll kill us, too.
Gather your men. We're going through the woods.
It's not just the Deadeyes. There are some Blue-Eye Visionaries, too. They have weapons. They set traps. It's their territory.
I hope your people can fight.
Guardsmen, on me.
Grand Herald, Lord of the Truth Seekers, stares off into the sea. God Commander Morris of the Truth Seekers approaches him.
Grand Herald.
How are the guardsmen?
On guard and on edge. I can't blame them. If any First Blood were to catch us talking here, they would probably accuse us of plotting against the Mantle.
That won't happen to us.
Sir, we are visitors, just like the Sun Warriors. They'll arrest you too if the Artseer says so.
I can't leave burning candles. Not until the Artseer takes my vision seriously.
It's only a matter of time until Sun Rising gets word that their general is a prisoner.
You're worried about the Sun Warriors? Morris, I saw a plane. Do you understand? Our eyes are powerless against planes.
Grand Herald, that problem is 3 years from now. I am telling you, we have a big one right now. If the Artseer releases Loken, he will march his guardsmen to Burning Candle and retaliate. If Radon keeps the general as a prisoner, or even worse, executes him, Sun Rising will retaliate. We either go home and prepare for them to pass through our city, or you stay. We stay. And do everything to prevent it all from happening. You have to get the Artseer to release Loken. Then convince Loken to forgive and forget.
A First Blood guard escorts Bol of the First Blood inside of the council hall. Bol's eyes are clenched shut.
Our local hero.
Artseer.
How are the eyes, Commander?
I could use a fresh pair.
We'll take care of you, my friend. You won't have to lift another finger. Slave! I made sure she's entertaining. And a beauty. Take my word for it.
I don't want a slave. I want what is owed to me.
Stand down, guardsman. Owed?
I want a fresh pair of eyes.
Guard! Take the slave and wait outside for me.
I haven't told anyone, if that's what you're afraid of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Artseer!
You're playing a very dangerous game here, Bol.
You had your eyes transplanted. I want the same. Deserve the same.
I had a willing participant. My father signed off on giving me his eyes. Do you have someone willing to do the same?
I've seen the cellar, Artseer. Eyes in jars.
Radon pulls out the black bag guardsmen use for arrest. Each bag was steeped in root oil, a rich oil that numbs the mouth on contact, rendering the arrested words incomprehensible.
You just couldn't take the slave in praise. Guard! This bag is to remain on his head until his trial.
Understood.
Bull of the First Blood, I relieve you of your duties as guard commander and charge you with the abuse of power for unlawfully arresting Tasha of the First Blood. Lock him up!
Thank you.
Grayson, Price, and Maya enter a small village. Visionaries and Deadeyes watch their every step. The Blue Mist Visionaries stream a blue light, tapping into their special ability. The single ring blue eyes can see into the near future, unlike the multi-ring blue eyes that can see years ahead of its time. The single ring can see a maximum of 3 minutes into the future, and they can only see the future of what is in their direct line of sight.
Your friends don't seem too friendly.
I'm friends with the one that matters.
Roslyn, commander of the Blue Mist, approaches Price.
General of the Greyborns.
Commander of the Blue Mist.
What are you doing here, Price?
Just passing through.
People don't normally pass through this way.
Fair enough. Sneaking through. We just need a place to stay for tonight.
How bad is it?
We're wanted in Burning Candle. That's the Archseer's brother. I'm helping him escape.
That bad?
You know me, Ross. I wouldn't ask if I didn't have a choice. We'll be gone before you know it.
You're lucky. I owe you one.
Get them settled in!
Loken sits on the floor in his cell. His wrists are shackled to the wall. A First Blood guard opens the cell door. General Merrin of the Green Vein walks in.
Can you give us some time alone? This comes from the Archseer. Feel free to ask him yourself. I brought you some water. We're planning on inviting your city's officials to Burning Candle. For that, I need your city's occult phrase.
Is that why he sent you? He wasn't man enough to ask me on his own.
It actually works in your favor. Radon will appoint a new Sunrising General after you die. Everything moves on without a hitch.
If he really wants my occult phrase, tell him to come get it himself.
I offered you an alternative. Probably wouldn't be in this situation if you took it.
Not everyone is a traitor. Like you.
But you're branded as one.
Oh, you think you're safe? I'll tell him. I'll tell him everything. You conspiring against the mantle and wanting my help?
Repeating what was said in our private conversation? That doesn't sound like the honorable Loken I know.
The only time a Sun Warrior breaks his honor is to fight dishonor.
Do I represent dishonor? You were dishonest the second I told you my plan and you said nothing. You had every chance to expose my intentions.
You have it down to an exact science, don't you?
That's why I'm here and you're there. I moved first.
What are you talking about?
You know, everyone says negative things about the Archseer. He's flawed because he's egotistical, his lack of character, daddy issues. They don't see what I see. He's a man that only listens to what he wants to hear. He wanted a reason for Price and Grayson escaping, so I gave him a name. Your name.
You know I had nothing to do with that?
Of course I do. But I needed to find a way to get closer to him. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate your sacrifice.
You lying snake!
Give me the occult phrase and I'll convince him to spare your family.
You'll never get it from me!
I figured. See you at the post.
You're a sad man, Merrin. At least I'll die with honor.
Not publicly.
Radon enters Met's cellar. He picks up a jar with a floating single ring red eye inside.
Archseer?
Metz enters the cellar and shuts the door behind him.
We have to destroy them.
I don't understand.
Bull knows, Metz. I just spoke with him.
That's impossible. What did he tell you, exactly?
Do you realize what you have done? Do you?
I'll fix it.
Fix it? With what? He's demanding that I give him a fresh pair of eyes.
Archseer, as guard commander, Bol has access to all—
Don't! I warned you.
Bol must have had this information before today.
Are you saying it's not your fault?
I know you're upset and under a lot of pressure, but you know what's coming. You know I can help.
Not anymore.
Who benefits from this?
You can either get a trial or I can handle this right now.
I am not the enemy, Archseer.
Pick or I'll pick. Here or the post.
Don't you see? This is what the traitor wants.
Fine. On your knee.
Listen to me! Listen to me. I know who our enemy is. I know who helped Grayson. Even you said it. He had help. What if this person told Bol?
Tossing random names won't save you now.
It's not random. All of the evidence points to one person.
Who?
Your wife.
What? That's a big accusation, Matt.
Think about it. Look at the patterns. She had slave Saya under her.
That was because of my father. Are you calling him a traitor, too?
She worked so hard to save her.
That's it. That's your proof.
She put you in a position to send slave Ira back outside. Confronts you about the eyes. And she interrupted my plans with Tasha, letting her walk free.
What? Why did you include her?
She invited herself! She interferes with me and slave Ira, but helps Tasha and slave Saya? And all of a sudden, Bol knows the truth. Oh, Lady Seer is betraying you, Archseer. I'm sorry.
I want proof. Find me proof.
Guardsman Rael of the Truth Seekers walks through the woods. His single ring eyes shine a blue light as he puts his hand on the pommel of his sword. Guardsman Rael of the Truth Seekers slowly lifts his hands up.
Lift them higher.
Orin of the Blue Mist emerges from behind a tree with his arrow aimed at Rael.
What are you doing here, Truth Seeker?
I'm looking for your commander.
What for?
Matters above your rank.
I'll be the judge of that.
You are officially on Blue Mist territory. An act that violates our pact and allows me to act accordingly.
Careful, guardsman. You won't be able to take that arrow back or the consequences that'll come with it.
Why are you here? I won't ask you again.
Are you aware that your visitors are wanted for killing a truth seeker? And they happen to be on the run from the Archseer. You're harboring fugitives, which also violates our pact. You get it now?
Did the Archseer send you to get the fugitives?
What?
I want to speak to the person the Archseer put in charge. Are you that person?
No.
Then I'm afraid I can't help you.
Fine. You help me bring in Price and Grayson, I'll let you meet the man in charge.
Meet me back here tonight. Come alone. If I see any other truth seeker, the deal is off.
Yes.
It's Lore, Elder Seer.
Come in.
May I have a second of your time?
Let's go out to the balcony.
Giarno grazes the wall with his hand as he navigates through his room. Lore grabs a hold of Giarno's hand and leads him to the balcony. Lore sits Giarno down.
What's on your mind, Grand Herald?
The war.
We still have a lot of time on our side.
I don't think we're utilizing it. I mean, chasing Grayson and Price? I understand the Archseer's upset. But we have bigger issues at hand.
I'm sure Radon has his reasons.
Unless Grayson and Price are the pilots of that plane that I saw, they should not take precedence over my vision.
I understand your concern.
It's not a concern, Elder Seer. It's a fact. I die in the war. I cannot see if we win or lose. All I know is that we are going to need as much help as we can get. And alienating the other cities won't get it done.
Price made his bed, Lore.
I'm talking about Loken. We need the Sun Warriors on our side, not against us. He cannot execute General Loken.
I'll talk to Radon.
Commander Roslyn sits next to Grayson and Maya by the fire.
Temperatures drop a lot at night. She can sleep with me if you'd like. It will be a lot warmer than where I have you two staying.
No, thank you.
She's beautiful. And lucky to have you.
Running through the woods and evading guardsmen.
Price told me what happened. That baby would not be alive if it wasn't for you.
That's one way to look at it.
I felt like you when I had my son. Confused. Never good enough. Even on my best days. But I believe I did right by him. Doing right by your child is all that matters. You'll figure it out.
I don't feel like I'm doing right, Commander.
She's alive. That's what matters.
Are you close with your son?
He died. Caught Stem's foot when he was 5.
I misunderstood. I'm so sorry. I thought Stem's foot was treatable.
It is. It was. The steady mist healer refused to treat him because he was born like you. They say you can live with Stem's foot. But the pain is unbearable. And I couldn't watch him suffer anymore. He was such a sweet boy. You would have liked him. His death gives me reason.
Put the spear down. Do it now, Greyborn.
Roslyn and Grayson rush towards the commotion.
What's going on here?
Price is surrounded by Blue Mist Deadeyes and visionary guardsmen.
These two men are wanted.
I know.
They killed a truth seeker. Now a bunch of guardsmen are searching for them in our woods.
Price, is that true?
Yes.
You need to tell me everything right now.
There's no time for that. The truth seekers expect them tonight.
How do you know that?
I spoke to one of them. He threatened they'll march in here and take them with force, Commander.
They can say as many threats as they like.
I told him I'll return Price and Grayson in exchange for no bloodshed.
You made a deal behind my back?
I made a call in the field.
It was a stupid call. Price stays.
Commander, please.
That's enough, Warren!
Roslyn looks over at Price.
Come with me.
It's not what...
Stop! I owed you my life. That's why you're still here. The debt is paid. Work your way to Weeping Soil and never come back to my woods.
Understood.
A first blood guard wrangles in a slave. There's a black bag over her head. The guard takes off the chains, binding her hands. Ira lifts up the black bag over her head.
Radon.
Can I trust you?
You can. With anything.
Then why did you tell Athenia about us?
That was a mistake. My only mistake. Don't let that question my love for you.
Prove it. All of your love for me.
Of course. How?
Get slave Saya to trust you and find out who's her contact.
That's it?
It'll be harder than you think.
Guard!
The guard blackbags Ira and drags her out. Metz steps out of the shadows.
No more second chances. Athenia better be what you're accusing her of.
I'm sure. We get Saya to implicate Athenia, and that will lead us to how Bol found out.
Whether this leads us to Bol or not, he'll never crack under pressure. That's why I made him guard commander.
Athenia will. Once we reveal that she betrayed the mantle, she'll give up everything she knows and did to save herself. And I'll plug up all of the holes, including Bol. All of the pieces will fall into place once we crack Athenia.
This all needs to happen as soon as possible before anything else leaks. Fill General Merrin in as little as possible.
Yes, Archseer.
Thank you for listening to Visionaries. For more information, go to visionariesaudiodrama.com. Ash to Flame.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.